Let's welcome Andrew Kelleher from JMI Wealth instead, shall we? Morning, mate.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
A2, where are we at?
Yeah, local company in the spotlight yesterday. So firstly, A2 Milk had their annual shareholders meeting. Now, A2, big company. I mean, Mike, this is where A2 tends to go. That tends to be where the market goes because they're $11 billion market cap. Now, we were looking at them yesterday in the context of a recent announcement that they made back in September about the Daigou channel, which had created some issues for A2 Milk. Now, if people out there aren't familiar with the term, Daigou is literally people buying product on behalf of other people. And in the case of A2 Milk, it's people buying infant milk formula and then sending it on to China. Now, the motivation of people saying, why are they doing that? Why don't they just buy the stuff in China? It's all about the guarantee of provenance. That the end buyer knows that they've got the real thing. It came from the source. And Mike, over the last few years, this has become really organized. It's more than just individuals doing it, which is how it started. It's become more corporatized. And there's a concentration of these characters in Victoria, which is why the lockdown in Victoria was a problem for A2. Now, in September, they warned the market about this. Yesterday, they stuck with that downgraded revenue guidance from September. So they acknowledge these headwinds that are still there. They're taking some steps to try and re-energize that channel. But there's still an element of uncertainty about it, Mike, and we saw that in the reaction to the share price yesterday. So on a more positive note, they did talk about the US being a strategically important market for them. It's the largest global milk market. It's got quite a big and growing what they call premium segment. You know, everyone over there, this is all the West Coast is worried about their health, drinking their soy milk and almond milk, and now hopefully their A2 milk. So, and they're going into Canada as well. So they're sticking with the September guidance, but in the statement yesterday, there was quite a few sort of conditional statements, and the market, I think, has reacted to that, didn't really like that. So the share price down 5%, down 77 cents, closed at $14.82. You've got to remember that earlier in the year, Mike, the share price was up over $21. So that weighed on the NZX 50 yesterday, but we're just going to have to wait and see. The normal response.
Exactly. What about Napier Port?
Yeah, Napier Port. Napier Port was the new entrant to the New Zealand Exchange, listed in 2019. Yesterday, they reported annual profit $20.4 million for the September year. Now, firstly, when you do an IPO, you've got to put out forecasts. It's really important that you get close to them. Well, think about poor old Napier Port. They do the IPO, and they announce these forecasts, and then COVID comes along. But actually, they achieved their forecast. So you've got to give them props for that in the sort of rocky old times. To achieve that result is pretty pleasing. They did cancel their interim dividend. They've declared a final dividend. They were forecasting 7 cents. They've come up with 5 cents. They did mention this container shortage that we're all talking about at the moment. Not an issue for them at the moment. Their pinch point is later in the year. It's all about the forecast. Though, Mike, at the moment, they say their meat and forest product sector looks pretty good for them, but they're citing labour shortages as being problematic. Now, Mike, I'm hearing this everywhere.
Exactly.
I was at Wellington Airport yesterday, bumped into some lovely people that have been at an aged care conference. They were talking about growth in their industry. What's the constraint? They can build new retirement villages, but they can't find the people to go in them. Napier Port have obviously got an issue of cruise ships as well. 2021 forecast earnings, they're below expectations. So the share price reflected that uncertain guidance, down 4.3%.
Does my head in. It's not like we haven't got people looking for work. What are the numbers?
The numbers, Mike. Yeah, this labour thing is everywhere you turn. Mm. People are talking about labour problems. The Dow Jones, 29,837 as we look at it, down 54. That's about 0.2%. S&P 500, 3,617, up 8. That's 0.23%. And then the NASDAQ, 11,934, up 35 points, 0.3%. Overnight, the FTSE 100, 6,385, up 20. The Nikkei, 25,728. They lost 286 points yesterday, just over 1%. Shanghai Composite was up 7, 3347. On the Australasian markets, the ASX 200, 6531. They were up 33, about a 0.5% gain. But as I say, those A2 weighing on the NZX yesterday, 12,605. We lost 1.25%, down 159 points. Now on the currencies, Kiwi dollar stronger again. 0.6937 on the wholesale markets against the US, 0.9471 Aussie, 0.5845 euro, 0.5217 pounds, 71.95. And a cameo appearance today. The TWI, that's the one the RB look at, 73.48. Gold, $1,880.71. And Brent crude, $44.75.
Have a perfect day. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.